WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to Instagram.com/MBG1211 and follow the journey today. You're joining us over at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for listening to us this evening. We have a giant monster show and a giant monster announcement for us. We're not going to waste any time. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We are here. We're live. Interact with us live at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, at Rack Radio Show, and at Lindsay Ward. Or come to the chat room to WildTalkRadioGirlWork.net and RackRadioShow.com. Interact, chat along, and join in on the fun as we come into a little Smashing Pumpkins.
Seems fitting for what's been happening this week.
The name of the song is Doomsday Clock.
Again? Fitting?
Fitting. I just searched Smashing Pumpkins into my music. It was like, wait, that's too fitting to sort of not play on the show.
Oh, dear. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that. Don't worry. Don't worry, but we can't. We're just going to give you the facts. We're going to reserve all opinions. Until all the dust has settled on that, because nothing is settled. Nobody knows what's going on in that situation. So, like I said, we're going to just lay the facts out, and we'll fill you in probably next week on what's going on with that. But before we get into the news, we have an announcement.
We do. And I'm going to turn it over to this little bumper. It's not the teaser you're going to hear throughout the show. This is just a little bumper. They're going to tell you what show you're listening to. So, listen.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
So they're telling you to listen to this show, which means one thing.
We talked to them.
Which means they're going to be on this show next week on Tuesday.
Yes, we're doing a special edition of The Rack just for you guys, because we love you guys, and we know how much you love Total Divas, so guess what? Total Bellas is making its debut, so we're going to do a preview show, and well, as a special treat, we talk to the Bella Twins themselves, yes, Brie and Nikki, and they give us a sneak peek into their brand new show on E! I'm excited.
very excited for you all to hear it. Very excited to do the Rack Extra Total Bellas, which will be dropping on Thursday because we'll be recording it on Wednesday. So a lot of content, and the Bella Twins next week on a special edition of the Rack, which will be available on Tuesday afternoon, so you can all download it, listen to it, and enjoy it. We cover a lot of topics with them. I mean, a lot of topics. So you don't
We went from total divas to panties to weddings to Brian and back again.
And back again, yeah. That's the best way to describe it. So we get an update on what Bree's doing, and you really find out what Bree's been up to the last few months.
She's a sharer. That's for sure. But yeah, super honored, super happy to talk to the Bellas. They are so sweet. And just, yeah. So the Rack Special Edition Total Bellas with Nikki and Bree Bella next week.
Available Tuesday afternoon at Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com.
Yay! So that's one super huge announcement. The other one...
Number two, later on in this show, we will be talking to TNA Knockout and soon-to-be TNA Hall of Famer, Gail Kim.
Yes.
That comes up at the end of the program. So if you're tuning in, looking for Gail Kim, she will be on at the end of the program.
Yes. So, and if you haven't heard, we have Gail Kim. So in 1 week, I have gotten to talk to Gail Kim and the Bella Twins.
I'm kind of awesome at delivering the big guest right here on the Rack.
Where's Bray?
Okay, I got you the Bella Twins and Gail Kim. Just relax.
Bray.
Relax.
I need my cult leader.
Relax.
Halloween's coming. Halloween is coming. Where is Bray?
If anyone out there can do a Bray Wyatt accent, I would like to talk to you right now. So direct message me on Twitter.
No fake Bray Wyatt. The real Bray Wyatt.
And if you know how to do a Bray Wyatt accent, please get in touch at Wild Talk Radio.
You know what? Fine. We're just going to jump into the show because, like I said, we have a lot. We have news. We have notes. We have NXT. We have Clash of Champions. And we have Gail Kim. So we're not going to waste any more time. I think we're done with announcements. I'm not going to complain about the Dolphins uniforms again. You missed that on the side boob. They're awful. And we're just going to jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And I say we just talk about it. It's the biggest deal, or it's the biggest thing of the week, of the last 2 weeks. Really, and that is the TNA rumors that have been circulating. We have talked about this countless times in the last few months, and it seems everything is coming to a head.
And everything sort of is coming to a head tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, banks aren't open on the weekend for large deposits and cashing of checks so people can get paid. So TNA is running very low on funds, as it were. And they, in the last 3 tapings, there's been a certain person named Billy Corgan, who is now a minority owner of the company, which we've talked about. New TNA president has been funding those tapings. Billy Corgan has gone out on the record on multiple occasions that he would like to be the majority owner of TNA Impact Wrestling. It's very clear.
Billy, we're with you. We would like you to be majority owner as well.
He spoke to ESPN.com about that. He talked to the guys over at Busted Open. And he also was on Dan Le Batard today. He talked about it there. He would like to be the majority owner of TNA Wrestling. The only way he could do that is by buying the company. Right now, they're in the process of trying to do such thing.
According to Corgan, it's really complicated. There are a lot of people at the table right now. Rumors are that WWE is involved, though there's nothing that's really been 100% confirmed about that. It's like WWE has not come out and said they aren't, they won't until the deal is done kind of thing. Rumor was also Sinclair Broadcasting was in at one point.
So it's one of those things. Let's clear up the WWE thing first. WWE is, if they're buying the company, is they're buying the tape library. That's all they're buying. They're not looking for the talent. They're looking for the tapes. That's it. They collect tapes.
Yeah.
So if the company goes up for sale and WWE wants to buy it, they'll buy it for the tape library, and everything else goes by the wayside. That's that. Sinclair, they want the TV contracts. If they're involved. They're not involved anymore, I don't think, but they could, you know, last minute they could jump right in and purchase the TV contracts, because TNA, one thing TNA has is the overseas contracts. One thing Sinclair does not have is the overseas syndication, so they would be valuable to them, so they can put Ring of Honor on the air overseas. There's that. Then it goes back to, there's Aralux involved, because they have a stake in the company, so they would have to be bought out in some fashion. Dixie Carter would have to be bought out if Billy Corgan wants to take over control. A lot of moving parts. He's been working at this for about, I think he said, 6 months.
Yes.
And it's now do or die. There's no other way around it. It's tomorrow's the D-Day. Everyone's coming to Florida. Everyone's going to work this weekend. They have a week full of tapings next week. They have to do, for the company to survive, they have to produce new content. If the company does not produce new contract, all their television contracts are done. Simple as that. If you cannot produce content, you're done. That's why the tapings have to happen, and the pay-per-view needs to happen, because they'll probably lose their pay-per-view deal if they cannot provide a pay-per-view. So, there goes that. Whatever income they get from that would be gone. Their Pop TV deal runs through April, I believe, from the things I've been hearing the last couple of days. But they're in good standing with Pop. It's not like the conversation we've had the last 2 years at this time.
Yeah.
Where Spike TV canceled them and Destination American canceled them. For the first time in October, right by Bound for Glory, they've not been canceled.
Yay.
That's positive. They just don't have money because the Pop TV deals does not generate the income, the deal with Destination America, or even the Spike TV deal, which was giving them $12 million a year. They're not making really any money from Pop. It's more they share in the ad revenue, and the ad revenue is not high. Which is what Billy mentioned on the Dan Le Batard show today. Talked about how hard it is to get advertisers.
Yeah, and they actually make less money on wrestling for the same rating.
Which has been well documented for a long time. You just go to soccer and WWE. WWE does, for a long time, did a lot better number than soccer, but soccer gets 5 times the amount, which is weird. But it's wrestling. Wrestling has a stigma to it. It's always had it, which is why everyone complains about WWE going PG. WWE and PG do help the company, because they get better ad rates. Even though they're lower than what they should be getting, they still get a good number for them.
Yeah, agreed.
And I think we've broken it down in a past episode exactly what the ad rate is, because I remember doing that once.
Yeah, I think we did too.
But, and I think that was back a few months ago when they were having issues. So, it's one of those things, they're in a position where tomorrow's the day, this weekend's the time, a lot is up in the air. And alright, the positive is, we want Billy Corgan to take this company. We really do. We want him to have control because you listen to him talk, he has a passion for it, which is something you want to hear from an owner. You want to hear from a president. You want to know he has ideas. And he has the backing of the boys and the girls in the locker room. They believe in his vision, but you have to have the power to do a vision, which he does not have right now.
Yeah, I mean, Corgan has a plan. Corgan has used his time wisely in the past 6 or so months. He's been coming up with a plan. He has a whole idea, a whole vision, not to keep using the word, but that's the only word I really can use, to push the company forward. What I like about Corgan is Corgan acknowledges the problems that TNA has. He said multiple times, you know, they need to make the company buoyant. They need to make it solvent. He knows there is a black cloud around the company right now, and he wants to get rid of that black cloud. He wants to make it a stable, solid business. And I have to applaud him for that. I really, really do.
Oh yeah, without question.
And you can tell just he's passionate about it. He believes in it. He wants TNA to succeed. He really, really does.
Yeah, he really, really does. And he's someone you want to root for. He's someone you want to see take this company. What needs to happen is get rid of the black cloud. Me and Lindsay have been talking about this for days now. It's like, you gotta get rid of this black cloud. And once you get it, put a finale point to the past, you can move on with the present. Because he mentioned today, and he's mentioned in the last couple of days, he doesn't want to do this again. It's like writing the check and just keep going and going and going every 2 months. It's like, that's not how you do business. You have to have a long-term strategy. I want to see them have that long-term vision. It's hard investing in TNA, and a lot of fans say this, when you don't know the future.
Yeah.
And it's been really hard to care about the talent, even if the show has become a lot better and more interesting, because you don't know the future. It's always had the black cloud. Once you see some sunlight, you go, I can follow this. And that's how you grow. They can't grow right now with a black cloud. It's stopping the growth. For all the talk of the Hardy Boys and what Matt Hardy's been doing, there's a black cloud still going. Well, when does this end? So if Corgan can make it disappear and, like, build a future, that'd be great. I hope he can. I hope Dixie doesn't stop that from happening.
Yeah, one thing we should note is like I said, the negotiations are very complicated. There's rumors that Dixie is overcomplicating it. I hope not. I don't want that to happen. Dixie, for everything that's holy, honey, give it to Billy. Just let Billy have a shot at it. Okay? Do you hear me? Because I don't think anybody, well, I shouldn't say anybody. I think there are people that want TNA to honestly fail. There have been people since day one that have wanted TNA to honestly fail, and they are it feels like days within that goal from everything that you're hearing. But it's like, I want to see what Billy Corgan can do with it. I want to see Billy Corgan's vision, because I've seen what happens when they let fans get hold of wrestling. Case in point, Camp WWE. Okay? Just, that is my basis for this.
All right, can I jump in really quick?
No, just let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I think Billy has the passion that, not to say Dixie lacks, but I think Billy can see it from a practical standpoint, he can see it from a business standpoint, and I don't think he's in some kind of weird-ass denial that Dixie's in, you know?
Oh yeah, I agree.
So I'm sorry, go.
This is just directed to the people who, as you mentioned, that want to see TNA die. Can I explain something to people out there? The death of TNA, if it ever happens, if it happens over the weekend, is not the fault of Dave Meltzer or the internet.
No. It's not.
It is not their fault. Because here's the thing. There are at least three people reporting on this story. Dave Meltzer was the second or third person to actually report on the story. But there's a lot of people trying to blame him for this one. He is not the cause of this. You know who the cause is? People who did not know how to manage the company.
Yep.
You lost 1 million viewers. The internet did not cost you 1 million viewers. So TNA fans who are really, really want to blame someone, it's not the internet's fault TNA's in this position.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, there is to blame for the internet and the reporting, because there's been a lot of negativity surrounding TNA. There's been a lot of negativity for years surrounding TNA. And I'm sure that turned people off of it. But ultimately, it's bad decisions that put TNA in the position that they're in.
Mismanagement, lack of advertising, etc.
Etc, etc, etc.
Yeah, so don't blame the internet. Internet.
Please don't.
The dirt sheets is not the problem. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's like there's a lot of rumors circulating around this. No sale has been made. Corgan is still actively trying to buy the company. I think he's going to continue to actively try to buy the company. As he put it, they're hoping for a Music City miracle to happen again. Bound for Glory is still on at the time of this podcast. So on Thursday, September 29th.
At 10:24 Eastern.
At 10:24 Eastern, Bound for Glory is still on. The tapings this week, or this coming week, are still on.
If you listen to this on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we don't know. But at 10:24 p.m. Eastern on a Thursday, everything's still on.
Everything's still rosy, okay? But no, and this isn't meant to bash TNA. We want TNA to succeed. I think we've always said that. We want TNA to succeed. I want Billy Corgan to buy this company. I want Billy Corgan to get hold of it. I want him. I just want to see what he does. Like, if he fails, he fails.
Yes, Matt. 7:24 p.m. Pacific time. Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
Pacific
Matt.
Pacific time.
Got it. Got that in there for you. No.
At least he's not in Arizona.
At least he's not in Arizona. God, yeah. Who lives in Arizona? That's death. Anyway, point is, we've always wanted stability with the company. That's the goal. You want a company to be stable. And that's been the problem. They haven't been stable. That's why it's like, do we want to see this end? Yeah, it's like, you want to see it end? Yeah, but you want the end of the lack of stability. That's always been the thing.
I think, ultimately, it hurts wrestling if TNA goes out of business. If WWE buys it, they'll buy it for the tape library, they'll shut it down, and that'll be that. And people will be out of jobs. And wrestling is out one more promotion. And that really leaves ROH.
That's it.
And that's it. GFW cannot get a TV deal. Now, on the flip side to that, it does open a door for GFW to potentially get a TV deal. GFW could come in and buy the TV contracts.
GFW is trying to sell you gold. GFW does not have the money to buy TV contracts.
I understand this. But still, that could happen.
It could. But
if WWE buys it, they could sell it off piecemeal, or they could just dump it and say, you know, and Billy Corgan could come in and buy what's left from WWE and start it all back up again.
Actually, no, he can't. Because what I found out today was, if WWE buys it, they're going to want Dixie and Corgan to sign no competes.
Fair enough.
I read that a little bit while ago. It's like, they cannot, WWE's deal is, if they buy it, they can't just go back and just start up another company.
I think Dixie's learned her lesson. I don't think Dixie's going to
start. I think it's more for Corgan.
It's more for Corgan. But yeah, it's, I completely understand WWE's point from that. You know, they don't want to buy something and then sell it back to them or give it back to them and then, you know, they compete with them. You know, that's just...
It's not good business.
It's not good business. So I understand that and I respect that, but yeah. Dixie, just sell it to Corgan. Just do the thing. Just do it, please. please, for everybody's sakes, for the talent's sakes, for the fans' sakes, for the business' sake, just sell it to Billy.
Do you want your legacy to be, you started a vision with Jeff Jarrett and your company continues on, or do you want to have the legacy of you put 100 people out of a job?
Just saying.
That's the deal. That's what's on the table.
He's putting the guilt on you right now. He's putting the guilt on you right now. So, yes. So, here's hoping. On the upside, Dixie did say she did have some news she was hoping to announce soon. So, here's hoping that they've gotten the funding and that Bound for Glory is going to go this weekend, because I would very much like to see our guest, Gail Kim, go into the Hall of Fame. I think she deserves to go in the Hall of Fame, and that would really suck for her if she does not get to do it.
Right, Jim. We'll talk all about Hall of Fame with her at the end of the program.
So, there's that. Whew. Gotta just wipe my brow there for a second. So, transitioning away from TNA over to WWE, couple quick notes. It was announced that this past weekend, Devon Dudley is now a producer for WWE.
He started at Clash of Champions. He's on the road full time.
Go him. Elias Sampson is back in action as of next week, so the Drifter has drifted back to NXT.
As of tonight, actually.
Oh, as of tonight?
He was back at the house show tonight.
Well, that's a house show. It's not TV.
Well, it's going to be a while for TV, but he's back in action at the house show tonight.
Ding! Let's see, WWE has done a TV deal in Germany.
Yeah, they lost their current deal for Raw in Germany. We're going to expire in April. They have signed a new deal. It will be the same channel that airs SmackDown. So Raw will continue to air in Germany.
Good for them, because that would stink.
That would stink.
And I'm just going to let you take this one. I'm just going to say WWE 2K17 and go.
So they've made some advancements in the WWE Universe mode. One of the things, when you can create, create shows, which you've been able to do before, you now can choose a referee that you want. There's like 8 different types of referees. Which is very, very weird, but it's not all the same generic referee, which is awesome, because it looked weird, just the one ref. There's multiple different things. They've added a lot of creative wrestling parts to it, so there are people out there who like to create wrestlers. There's a lot of new parts in the game, and there's just a lot of good stuff that's coming with this game, and it's going to be exciting to see how the changes work. But for a universe update, in past games, you're only allowed to have one universe. Now you're able to have 3, so you can start have like your own Legends universe or your current day universe. You're now actually able to have 3, which is good, because there's been all times where it's like, I want to start something new, but you have to reset the entire thing. Now you can create something new.
It's awesome.
So you can keep your progress going on one. In the universe mode, you can now do promos, the whole create a promo feature we've been talking about for a while. You can actually do, there's promo things where you pick what they would, you know, the script for it, and it's like, it works. I've seen some of the video. It works. So there's like, you can do an opening promo, a closing promo. It's like, it feels more like the TV show now, which is cool. And something I got Lindsay to watch is the Wyatt Family Entrance.
He yelled at me.
I did. Because I wanted her to be involved in the segment, so I found something for her to watch. And it's a 2K17 version of the Wyatt Family.
They did a nice job with the entrance. Eric's face is a little weird, but otherwise they look really, really good. Bray did not do his walk in the entrance. They did not get the twirl. Very disappointed that they did not get the twirl. But, you know, they can't get everything.
They can't get everything. Yeah.
I suppose.
I suppose. But stay tuned for updates. There's going to be a lot of content on youtube.com/rackradioshow starting in mid of October regarding the video game. So I got some cool stuff planned in October for everyone to take a look at, and it's going to be there for a while. So,
but can we just talk about how you can have the multiple managers, and I'd like to think that they put that in for the Wyatt Family specific?
Oh yeah, it is Wyatt Family specific. Yes, it is.
Because, you know, you can have Bray and the kids now.
Yeah, you can now have 4 Wyatt. You used to be able to have them out there, but you really couldn't really do much, but now you can actually have them fully out there. You have 4 managers out there, apparently, so that's pretty sweet.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So, be on the lookout. It's weird, but we'll see how it plays out.
And, well, lastly, is it still a Blame Brent? Are we doing another Blame Brent, or is this an ongoing one?
It's a new injury, so
bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
We almost didn't have this segment this week. Almost.
And then she had to put it out. It seems that WWE superstar Paige will be getting neck surgery.
no idea what the type of neck surgery is, but she's going to be going under some sort of neck surgery to fix whatever problem she's been having. So officially,
hashtag blame Brent
for WWE superstar Paige.
Damn it, Brent. So that would explain why she has not made her debut back on Raw. She's still injured. Supposedly she has been at the TV tapings, but has not been used. They're probably working all that out with her just in terms of her injury.
Yeah, that she got checked. But, they've recommended two types of surgeries. It's not no one said any fusion, so it might just be something where they have to clear some stuff out of the neck.
Yeah.
As it were.
It could just be that, but, and that's all we're hoping, is that she just needs very minor surgery, that it's not fusion surgery, it's not anything else.
Because if it's fusion, it's up to a year, if it's just bone spurs, which was the word I was trying to think of, it could be very, very minor.
Here's hoping.
Anything with the neck is major, but it, on the scale of fusion to bone spurs is on the bottom end of it.
Yeah, bone spurs are a little bit easier to deal with than fusion.
Yeah.
So, get well soon, Paige. Get well soon. And I think that does it for the news. How about we do the SmackDown rundown?
Throwdown,
whatever.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
It says it in your sheet what it is.
I'm not looking at the sheet!
Professionalism.
See how he yells at me? Do you see how he yells at me?
Was that yelling? Really?
Fusses at me?
Fusses.
Fusses at me?
Anyway. And she does the same thing to me. Anyway. SmackDown Throwdown. First topic. Orton hunts for a Wyatt.
It was a Wyatt-centric SmackDown. It made me so happy. It's about damn time.
Just gonna let you explain to what happened.
So, Bray decided to play hide-and-seek throughout the 2 hours of SmackDown with Randy Orton by taking Randy on a journey through his past. Or his mind. I'm not sure which. Bray. Honey. Why? So, Orton wandered around the bowels of the arena, being stalked by Eric Rowan in his ram mask, for the whole 2 hours, at least until Eric got stuck in a broom closet, and Bray didn't go get him.
No, Bray was too busy playing with his,
camera?
Not the camera, the time thing.
His hourglass?
Hourglass, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, he's a little too busy playing with his hourglass, and it's like, Bray, honey, you may want to go get Eric. Eric's stuck in a closet. Rant Orton locked him in a closet, but okay. And everybody was kind of thinking that maybe at the end of this would be Luke Harper. Apparently not.
Sadly, no.
The end of this was not Luke Harper. No. Orton finds Bray's hidey hole. He beats up Bray. He puts on Eric's sheet mask and he sits down and he starts to sing, I've got the whole world in my hands. Like, this started out really, really, really good. Like, super good.
I liked the ending until I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a production thing or it was really supposed to do that. I don't know. No one knows. It just looked weird. Like, he started to sing and then it sort of transitioned back to Bray and it just sort of came off weird.
Yeah, there was a tape screw up, basically.
We think.
Everybody thinks that there was like a tape screw up. But yeah, I mean, this started out really good. You had Orton wandering through the arena, he found a stand-up with the eyes cut out, because that's Bray's thing. Bray has really nice penmanship for writing in blood, or a blood-like substance. I mean, it was more creepy Wyatt stuff.
Yeah.
And I liked that you had Eric stalking Orton, until he got locked in the broom closet.
Yeah, until he got locked in the broom closet, yeah.
It's like, damn it, Eric. Bless the child, he tries. It's like, well, no, because it's like he's stalking Orton, right? Mm-hmm. He's following Orton, so you think at some point he's going to grab Orton, especially in the first segment, because Orton's screwing with the arrow, and he walks off, and then there's Eric right behind him the whole time. Like, it was super creepy.
Yeah. At the very least, you could have seen an RKO out of nowhere.
Right? Because, I mean, Eric's wearing the ram mask, which means somebody's going to die. That wasn't a thing.
So, some other SmackDown throwdowns. The Usos got new music, finally.
And they found Braun Strowman's spare pants.
They did find Braun Strowman's spare pant, and they split it up in two, so they each could wear a pair. They continue to win. Alexa Bliss took out Becky Lynch.
Alexa.
Biggest question, who was Becky supposed to fight? No one knows. It'll be one of the mysteries of the world. Who was Becky actually supposed to fight? AJ Styles retained his WWE World Championship over Dean Ambrose.
I really kind of like the Ambrose-Cena feud. I really kind of like it. Like, a lot.
The three of them really work well together.
Ambrose and Cena do such a good job of hating each other.
Because they may really hate each other.
Because they may really hate each other. So it's like, wow, this is fun. Because you had AJ and Dean both attack Cena. You had Cena cost Ambrose the match. And there was just so much sass and smack talking and just BS. It was fantastic.
And they both have done a great job on talking smack. Talking smack. So it's been great.
It's been marvelous.
And then we had a hometown celebration for The Miz, which was fantastic. Miz is awesome right now. He is playing his role so perfectly. And we'll talk about this more next week when we preview WWE No Mercy on why The Miz should win. But he was perfect. And then Dolph Ziggler comes out and Miz is like, I know what you're going to do. You want to give one more shot. I'm going to leave before you ask for one more shot. Miz's parents were in the crowd. Dolph's parents were in the crowd. And you had a comment about Dolph and his parents.
I wonder if Dolph's mom is still in love with... Or no, it's Miz's mom.
Miz's mom.
I wonder if Miz's mom is still in love with Roman Reigns.
And Dolph really looks like his parents.
Dolph really looks like his parents. Like, really looks like his parents. He actually kind of looks more like his mom, but he's got his dad's face. Oh, hey, look! The Braves beat the Phillies again.
I don't have a sounder for that.
Wah, 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 wah. Are they playing tomorrow?
No, but I have a sounder for this. Bengals hit a field goal, it's 22-7.
And the Braves beat the Phillies. So wait! If the Braves beat the Phillies all three nights, I guess I have to go get my broom.
You go get your broom, okay? Okay. But anyway, coming back to the SmackDown throwdown. Dolph,
so bitter.
It doesn't matter at the end of the season, both teams suck.
But the Phillies suck just a little bit more because they lost to the Braves.
So Dolph Ziggler says he wants one more shot. I can't defend it. What do you want from me? I can't defend it right now. So Dolph wants one more shot, and the way to get his one more shot is he will put his career on the line against The Miz for the title.
And Miz had a reaction that looked like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
It was amazing.
He literally looked like he was going to mess Whoville up. He said, whoa, wait a minute, what?
What'd you say? You want to do the thing? Alright, you can do the thing. If you want to be stupid enough to put your career online, alright, go ahead, do the thing. By all means, do it. So, at No Mercy, it will be Dolph Ziggler with his career on the line against The Miz for the Intercontinental title, and I'm so hoping The Miz wins. So hoping.
Dolph may cry, though.
I don't care. Oh, speaking of Dolph, my shot at Dolph Ziggler, because WWE put out a question, who should be the starting quarterback for the Browns? I went Dolph Ziggler, because, you know, all hype and doesn't deliver. Made it to the WWE Network. Amazeballs. It's almost on the SmackDown pre-show. Oh, yeah. So proud.
You made Jerry Lawler cry.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. But that's the SmackDown throwdown.
I thought this was a good SmackDown. I thought this was an enjoyable SmackDown.
So easy to watch.
So much easier to watch than Raw. But then again, more people that I like are on SmackDown. So it's much more enjoyable to me. So SmackDown's less of a struggle. But hopefully I'll learn to like more people on Raw. Maybe. Possibly. But on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening. What do you say?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so when we come back, we are talking all things NXT, and don't forget, later in the show, we have Gail Kim, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Betrayed desires, and that piece of a game. Even though I know, I suppose I'll show.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
to the shocking moment.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. Are you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
This Tuesday, Iraq is in for a Bella invasion. The stars of E's reality series, Total Bellas, Bree and Nikki, join the show to talk about all things Bellas.
Ryan and I got into our first fight, and that was crazy because I didn't realize that you fought with brother or sister-in-laws like husband. I guess you do. We're very different people, but at the end of the day, we love each other. But it's just been amazing to be back and to be on SmackDown Live.
Listen to the special edition of The Rack this Tuesday afternoon, available at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
I'm just so excited to eventually share our panties with the world.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to instagram.com/mbg1211 and follow the journey there. And if you're joining us over on wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, and gerwick.net, thank you so much for joining us. You just tuned in, you missed our new segment, but you are just in time for NXT.
Ha! NXT opened up with William Regal announcing the second annual Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. 16 teams, one winner. The winner will be crowned at NXT Toronto. And it begins next week. There's been teams announced on social media, including Hideo Itami and Kota Ibushi as a team.
Where's Sasha? Somebody find Sasha. I need her reaction.
So that'll be interesting to see. It opened up with Ty Dillinger taking on Angelo Dawkins. It was a nothing match. And Ty won with the tiebreaker.
But that was not the interesting part of this match.
No. It really wasn't the interesting part of the match, because what came after was the most interesting part. It was the more glorious part of it, I should say. Because Bobby Roode interrupted Ty Dillinger leaving. Bobby says, that was good match. Not quite a 10 yet, but, he needs proper guidance. And Bobby says he came to NXT for many reasons and to compete and to win the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. And to do that, he needs to be a part of it, and he needs, a partner, because he has no friends. Which sucks, because you need a partner to do this. He needs the perfect partner. Says he knows how close Ty was to Dusty, and Bobby Roode says the winners of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, says they would be the winners of the Tag Team Classic, are Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger. That's not just perfect 10. Oh, no. That's perfectly glorious. Ty debates and eventually shakes Bobby's hand.
Bobby trolled the crowd, which was amazing.
They're like chanting glorious 10 or whatever, but perfectly glorious is so much better.
Yeah.
Such a great name.
I'm excited for this. And Bobby, there's a reason you have no friends. Go get James.
Or Austin.
Or Austin. Yes! Why can't we have Austin and Bobby? I want the dirty heels, damn it. Give me the dirty heels.
There's one reason. Because Austin's in a feud with Hideo, who we just heard from. As he was backstage, looking forward to facing Lindsay Dorado later on. He has talent, he has heart, unlike Austin Aries. He called Austin Aries the baby, the coward. And well, maybe he needs to put Austin Aries to sleep once again.
Hideo, you sassy little bastard, you.
The Ely brothers were set to take on the Revival, but Samoa Joe runs out, attacks the Ely brothers. Go ahead.
Can we stop with the twins? Seriously! Can we stop with the twins? At least the identical twins! Can we stop? Please, can we stop?
So Samoa Joe beat the crap out of them. Revival left, saying, alright, cool, whatever.
We're good.
Joe says, what you see here are the first two victims of an inability to make a decision. I warned you and you choose not to heed my warning. The beatings will continue. Bring me Nakamura or hand me my championship.
Joe has a mad.
He did. He tapped one of the brothers again before leaving. You had Mandy Rose versus Ember Moon. Mandy was actually pretty solid. Mandy hit a big forearm and then Ember returned favor by kicking her right in the boobs.
Yeah. That had hurt.
And then hit crossbody. Mandy hit a running scissors knee for a two count, which was actually pretty nice. Mandy also countered the head scissors into some sort of nice driver thing, which was really cool. These two actually worked really well together. Ember hit the top rope stunner for the win. It was a good solid little match they had. Mandy Rose has all the talent they wish Eva Marie had.
Yeah, Mandy has improved leaps and bounds since the last time we saw her. She's doing much better. She and Ember have good chemistry together. I like this overall. Mandy got some really good shots and some really good offense in. Ember Moon looked as spectacular as always. I mean, God, she's just flawless. I couldn't disagree with this at all. I am 100% okay with this. But it's like Mandy walked out, and it's like you saw Ember Moon walk out, and you're like, yeah, Mandy, you're going to die. You're going to die so hard.
Like, Corey Graves is so high on Mandy and, you know, how gorgeous she is and everything like that. And then he saw Ember, it was like his mood kind of changed. When Eva was out there and then would get disturbed by Asuka, it's like, it's perfect. Corey Graves is awesome.
Yes. He put this over purposely. He's like, oh, she's so cute. She's going to die, but she's so cute.
Gargano and Ciampa said it was good to send a Revival off into night last week, or at the Cruiserweight Classic. They said they have a checklist to fulfill. They entered last year in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. The first thing on the list now is to win the Classic. Number two is to beat the Revival, then win the tag team titles.
Book it. Do it. Make it happen.
So we had another Sanity video. The Authors of Pain beat two guys. They chucked one of them out of the ring. Was kind of like, ow. Paul Emmerich said the first chapter was their rival. The next chapter will bring pain. And that's all we need to know. William Regal had no update on Shinsuke. He couldn't get a hold of him. He's difficult to get on the phone. Was then asked about the Classic. Blake and Murphy won in. They started to argue back and forth. Regal didn't have any time for their crap and told them to get it all sorted out. And they continue to argue. That's pretty much sums up what happened there.
Pretty much.
Asuka went up against Liv Morgan in a non-title match. Liv tried. She got killed. She tapped out.
In like 2 minutes. Yeah, you could tell like when Asuka came out, Liv was in the ring and she's like, I'm regretting all my life choices. Like I took a risk and I have heavily miscalculated this risk.
Yeah, so there you go.
But she tried. And I think Liv will get Asuka.
Yeah, the story is going to be eventually Liv will overcome Asuka. Not a month from now, not 2 months. Give it 6 months to a year. She'll finally overcome her. It's that underdog story, and they play it right. It could be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Main event was Hideo Itami versus Lindsay Dorado. It was a really good match. Started off with a handshake. They went back and forth for a while. Lindsay would eventually miss a shooting star, and Hideo would then hit him with the running kicks in the corner and hit the GTS for the win. It was a really good match.
This was a fantastic match. Enjoyed every second of it. Hideo just kicked the shiznit out of Lindsay.
After the match, Aries attacked Tadeo. Aries would continue putting on attack, but whipped him in the ropes. Tadeo would reverse it, and then Aries bailed and left, and that's how NXT ended.
Austin, you get in there and you take your kicks like a man. Damn it. Don't be afraid of Hideo.
Yeah.
You're only making it worse.
Things are going to get more interesting coming up with NXT, with the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic coming up in a little while, as we get the slow build to NXT TakeOver Toronto.
I'm excited for the Tag Team Classic.
Should be a lot of fun. A lot of interesting teams going to be put together.
Because I think, unlike last year, you don't have your secured frontrunners. Like, I think everybody, once Finn and Joe went in, you're like, yeah, it's a little obvious. This year, it's not as obvious, which is nice.
And last year, the Revival made a statement. So we'll see what team does it this year.
Yes, agreed. So, that does it for NXT.
It does. So I say we take a break, talk Clash of Champions, and still to come, Gail Kim.
So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. No animals were harmed in the documentation of this invasion? Oh my Jesus. No.
He didn't tell me animals were involved. Why are animals involved?
The Great War is upon us.
This is how every zombie movie begins.
WTRX presents Delete or Decay.
Seriously, if three juggalos rocked up to my house and eyed my kid, I would not resort to a Roman candle.
It's Skarsgård!
Dilapidated boat! Dilapidated boat!
He killed Joseph Park, you bastard!
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
No animals were physically harmed. Emotionally, though, they're forever scarred.
They've been scarred for life.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's a horse you have, that's a horse you.
Gundam style. Loving from the pelvic
thrust. Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
What, Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't know.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm gonna wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, right to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to YouTube, go to Instagram.com/MBG1211 and follow the journey today. If you're just joining us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for listening to us. We greatly appreciate it. You just tuned in, you missed the news, you missed NXT, but you are just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're given. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
I just have to say, in regards to fantasy, so happy I didn't go with Tannehill this week. So damn happy. That's all I'm going to say. So, Rusev, big tease. Watch just the trailer of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I must say I envision Hagrid, young hippie guy. Scott Armstrong tweeted, now this is how you start a day. Hey, Cracker Barrel, I love you. And it's a picture of biscuits and gravy and the rest of his breakfast. And Rusev replies, you need way more biscuits.
He needs more biscuits? Really? Really?
Really.
That's a lot of biscuits, I will say that he would need.
Roman Reigns tweeted, the guy doesn't wait for answers. Raw starts on my terms and doesn't end well for Rusev and the loudmouth blonde with him. Ah, yes, sir. Rusev replies, come on, guy!
And because I couldn't get it fast enough for the last tweet.
Biscuits and gravy!
Really?
Made me a man.
Why?
God.
Why? Anyway, continue.
So, Sheamus tweeted back to Cesaro, because Cesaro made a comment. Indeed, Cesaro, we put this best of seven series to bed. There can be only one. Got you this Velcro mohawk to go with your Velcro tux. And it's a picture of a Velcro mohawk. To which Cesaro replies, hate to break it to you, Sheamus, but the mohawk look is out. I got you this. This is a consolation prize, though. And it's a bald helmet. Literally a picture of a bald head on a motorcycle helmet.
because that's what you do.
And Sheamus goes, thanks, Brother Cesaro. Brought you a pet guinea pig. Wear him well as a toupee. Kevin Owens, I win. Chris Jericho, he wins.
God damn it. I thought I could sneak that one in.
Nope. Cesaro, I thought Sunday was a pain in the neck, but now I have to deal with Sheamus as a teammate. Sheamus goes, go team Velcro pants. Ever hear of zips or buttons in Switzerland? Chrissy Mae Cagney says, I thought every day is National Coffee Day. And Seth Rollins goes, wait, it isn't?
God damn it. That's number two. I thought I could sneak that one in there too. Apparently not.
You only have like 20 more.
No, I really, not really. Anyway, continue.
That's all I got.
Okay. Fake John Madden. Updated Patriots up chart at QB. Number one, Julian Edelman. Number two, Pat Patriot. Number three, Wally the Red Sox mascot. The Pats are still expected to win by 21. Fake ESPN breaking Kevin Garnett. Will Fisher retire? Future news, Kevin Garnett wins games as Patriots starting quarterback. Someone tweets, Chris Jericho, I believe I am Jericho and Randy Young would have a fun and interesting conversation on Unfiltered and resolve their issues. Jericho replied, I believe you should stick it in your ear. Conan O'Brien, don't mean to brag, but today Fitbit said, I took 10,000 steps to avoid hearing about other people's dreams. Robert Flores, the hashtag Brown should just sim the season. Dan Roach, Peterson Schwartz, 2016, making Philadelphia great again. They are. Dan Roach, this isn't happening. Is this happening? Are you guys seeing this on your TV too? 34-3? Hashtag Eagles talk. Yeah, you did. It was a thing. It was a thing. WWE Creative-ish. A CM Punk champ breaks out. Why? Did someone get knocked out in under 2 minutes? WWE Creative-ish. Rusev and Roman Reigns have been eliminated from the Royal Rumble. Hashtag Raw tonight. A This Is Awesome chant for a countout. And these people are allowed to vote? Jim Gaffigan. Maybe we should try 4 years without a president?
Yes.
Greg Esposito tweeted, which sports media member would you want to see host a presidential debate? Katie Nolan goes, give it to Tony Reale and let him bring his mute button. David here. Clinton is no selling like a Hulk Hogan comeback. Craig Gass on the night of the debate goes, side note, Mariners are up 2-0 in the sixth. Hashtag nobody cares. Literally nobody. Keep it 5-star. CM Punk died in the octagon. Please stop chanting for him. I support this 137,000%.
Same.
Greg Fitzsimmons. That crowd hasn't stopped laughing at Trump. Or he has to land the spaceship. Hashtag debate night. Al Snow. When I get my PhD, I'm going to buy takeout a lot. And when it gets to me, I'm going to say, this is just what the doctor ordered.
Really?
Uh-huh. Daniel Bryan. Cough, cough. I'm also on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. He's up in the wee little corner. He's up there. But they're promoting the Bellas, but he's up there. Andy Ruther. Tim Tebow already hit a home run. He's now the first pro athlete to score professionally in football and baseball, but not score off the field.
I was saying, still be a virgin.
Tommy Dreamer headed to Japan. 14 hours, 2 neck pillows, 1 elbow compression socks, and a back pillow. I'm old. Also, get ticks at House of Hardcore. Poor Tommy Dreamer. David Lagana tweeted, the road to glory has many twists and turns. Who has the advantage at Bound for Glory? Ethan Carter III replied, quoting, the road to glory has many twists and turns. Well, yeah, no shit. And Fake Sports Center, Lady Gaga will perform during halftime of the next Super Bowl. Nothing says football like a grown woman dancing in a meat dress. That would be Tweet of the Week.
Because it beats Katy Perry dressed as a beach ball?
Katy Perry wasn't bad.
Katy Perry wasn't bad. Beyonce was good.
Beyonce was good. I enjoyed Katy Perry. All things.
But I'm just saying, it's like if you're going to take a shot, it's like Katy Perry was dressed as a beach ball. What does that have to do with football? Just saying.
But that brings us to what?
That brings us to Clash of Champions, the recap.
This is where I'm looking for my notes that I can't find. I don't know why I can't find my notes.
You can't find your notes on Clash of Champions?
No, I can't. Here it goes. All right, there it goes. It was all the way at the top. All right, here we go. It opened up with on the pre-show, Booker T called TJ Perkins TJ Parker.
You used to work with him, dude. What the hell?
During the pre-show, Alicia Fox took on Nia Jax.
Alicia came. Alicia saw.
Nia conquered.
Alicia got knocked out.
She got knocked up. Out.
But she tried! She tried really hard.
She tried really hard on this one. She tried, but it was not her night. It really was not her night. she came out firing. She got a couple moves in. It just wasn't her night.
No.
It just really wasn't. So, Nia Jax wins that one as I open up the sheet to tell me the 8-Ball had Alicia Fox. Everyone else had Nia Jax. Go us.
Stupid 8-Ball.
Main show time. WWE Raw tag team titles are online. New Day took on Gallows and Anderson. We learned that the New Day has now held the belts for 399 days.
Hey!
Gallows and Anderson came out for destruction in the beginning of this matchup. They came out like fire. They destroyed Big E. They destroyed Xavier Woods on the outside. They just went crazy in the beginning. It was really hot, really fun. Big E ran wild. Crowd was really hot for it. Kofi got a tag. Caught a spinebuster for a two count. Chokeslam for a two count. Kofi escapes the magic killer. Big ending for a two count. Big Kofi Kingston dive. We had a trombone to the face behind the referee's back. And then the big ending, which has a new name. Can't remember it. I wrote big ending. Because it's been 400 days and they've only now finally got a name for it. For the tag team. It was a double big ending it used to be called or whatever. Assist a big ending. Now it has a name. I'm still calling it big ending because that's what I wrote. So the New Day retained.
I think we said it when we were predicting this match. No huge surprise. I think it is a little disappointing. Just because now they've, I think, gone through the entire tag division on Raw. And New Day has beaten everybody.
Clearly, as we're going to talk about here in a little bit, they have to take two singles people and make them a tag team, because there are no other tag teams for the New Day to face. Unless everyone wants the Golden Truth versus New Day angle.
It could happen.
To get to 470-something days, it may have to happen. It really may have to happen. I had the club, you had the New Day, 8-Ball had the club, video game had New Day.
Did I pick the club?
You picked the New Day.
Oh, I picked the New Day. I was going to say, I thought I picked New Day.
I said, I had the club, you had the New Day, 8-Ball had the club, video
okay.
game had the New Day.
Alright, sorry, I heard you wrong. I was going to say, no, I know I picked New Day, because I said, you know, I've learned. After picking for the last, like, 6 months, I've learned.
And now I got to fix the intern's mess on this one, on the sheet.
He made a mess of the sheet?
Yeah, for the next matchup. It was TJ Perkins versus the Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight Championship, where they had to turn the ropes purple.
I feel so bad for the production crew, because they have to reset everything for the Cruiserweights. Like, it's really cool that WWE does that for them, and they give them their own special thing. But that has to suck for the ring crew every time, because every time they do a Cruiserweight match, they have to change the canvas, and they have to change the ropes.
Oh, and LeMans goes, it was called the Midnight Hour is the name of the finish. Okay.
Alright.
Took you 400 days to come up with a name. Thanks, New Day. Thought you'd been on top of that ball.
Xavier had to go to cons.
Apparently.
He was busy.
We had a Kendrick, TJP chan. They were back and forth for a lot of the match. It was a really good, fun match. Perkins missed a 450. Kendrick goes for the Captain Hook. Sliced bread number two, two count. Perkins will eventually lock in his knee bar for the win. TJ Perkins retains the Cruiserweight title.
Nice match.
Yeah, it was a nice, fun match. This is where the intern screwed up. Let's see. One, two, okay. Because he decided, you know, to go. Since the video game could not do the match, he counted it as a loss and screwed up the entire, you know, overall score of the thing. So I had to figure out where he screwed up at. So it was that one.
We'll do it later.
Anyway, we all had TJ Perkins on that one. TJ Perkins was going to do an interview, but Kendrick wanted to shake hands. They did. They hugged. And then Kendrick headbutted TJP.
Like you do.
That dastardly Brian Kendrick.
Oh, we have a score update.
We have a final score update, which means we need to... Oh, I got rid of the sound already. What's the final score update?
22-7, Bengals.
There you go. So that was the sounder, because I cleared out the sounder, but just for posterity. There you go. There's the sounder.
Hey!
Hey, there's the sounder. Up next, best of seven, the final match, Sheamus versus Cesaro. They went out there and they tore the house down in this one.
They tried to kill each other.
They really did. They really were trying to kill each other in this match. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, it was a heck of a lot of fun to watch. It's like, if this is the seventh match and they've saved everything for the seventh match, I'm totally cool for that, because they really did. They held back on the other six to make the seventh really spectacular. which I applaud them for.
Or they really needed to, you know, do that. They realized, oh crap, we need to do something.
And so they turned it up. And this had an interesting finish.
Yeah, we'll get to the finish in a second. We had a 619 in this one by Cesaro.
Rey Mysterio was like, what?
Steal my move, what? Yeah, they had a lot of stuff. Bro kick, no. Roll up, no. Giant swing, sharpshooter. Cesaro kicked Sheamus off the apron. A big dive. And this is where things got interesting. Because that looked like Cesaro like really jammed his head into the mat.
Yeah, he dropped himself on his head. And everybody was like, oh, God. Is he okay?
Yeah. So they eventually get back into the ring. Bro kick for a two count. Repeated knees by Sheamus. Cesaro hit the neutralizer for a two count. Sheamus tells him he calls him a piece of crap to bring it. Cesaro with repeated uppercuts. Sheamus pulls himself to the top rope. Uppercuts by Cesaro and a chop kick. Sheamus headbutts Cesaro off the top rope onto the outside. Sheamus dives in to an uppercut going to the outside. It's like, what was Sheamus going to do? But he hit an uppercut. Anyway, Sheamus then hit a white noise. Both men clothesline each other. Cesaro clotheslines him over the barricade. Into the crowd, doctors check on both men, and the referee stops the match.
And this is heartbreaking, the way that they did this, because Cesaro's like, no, I can keep going! I can still keep going! I'm fine! Dude, you only have one arm. It's a flesh wound! I'm fine! You have them pulling Sheamus back, where Sheamus is like, no, I want to kill him! I want to kill him! Let me kill him! I was like, this close! Let me kill him!
Let me do the thing!
Let me do the thing! Like, they had to pull them apart. It was fantastic. They were so bitter. Both of them.
They really were. Wait, did he add it? No, okay, he didn't add that one. Okay, just making sure. Yeah, so, as we saw on Monday Night Raw, they're now tag team partners. Which I told you all on WTR would happen. And it did.
They need their get-along shirt.
They do. Find Dr. Shelby.
Get Dr. Shelby! Get Dr. Shelby! We have the new Anger Buddies.
I had Sheamus, you had Cesaro, so did they both end the video game, even though it doesn't matter. That's what it was. Up next, we had Chris Jericho versus Sami Zayn. They had a good match.
They had a really good match. Very enjoyable.
Couple interesting spots, including Zayn's dive DDT through the turnbuckle. Jericho sort of not helped on that one. But what can you do? Huluva kick, no. Huluva kick a second time, no. Walls of Jericho, Zayn with a small package. If it was executed perfectly, he would have won, but it was not executed perfectly. Jericho got caught in the blue thunderbomb for a two count, but eventually an awkward codebreaker, at least to me, and Jericho picked up the win.
Yeah, the codebreaker was a little awkward. It just, the finish was weird, but it was otherwise a really good match.
Because we were sitting here watching this, wait, was that the finish? Like, we didn't think about it. It's like, oh, that was the thing? Okay, that was the finish. Got it. So Jericho picked up the win. We all had Zayn. We all lost. We believed in you, Sammy. You let us down. Stephanie Mick were backstage talking to Kevin Owens. Owens asked Mick if he was proud of him. Kevin says, tonight, he will show you why your husband picked me over Seth Rollins, show you why you guys should have picked me over Seth Rollins as number one in the draft, and show why he's the main event. I'll show Rollins that he's no longer the man, but rather, the mistake. Good promo.
Very good promo.
Raw women's title was on the line. Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha Banks. Holy crap, was this good.
This was amazing. I need more of this. Like, seriously, more of this. Talk about trying to kill each other.
Charlotte and Sasha went at it at the start. Bayley was like, I wasn't involved. So she, you know, did a drop kick or a sliding through the ropes kick both women. Bayley and Sasha won a shoving match. We had a triple drop kick in the air. Nobody hit it. Like, whee! Splat.
Actually, what was really funny is at the start of this match, Bayley tries to get in on it, and we're both sitting here like, no, Bayley, just let them kill each other. Pick the bones.
And then she
picked the bones.
A half a second later, she got involved.
And then a half a second later, she got involved. It's like, oh, God damn it, Bayley.
Charlotte would work over the back of Sasha for a while. Bayley would come in, hit a crossbody on both girls. Sasha went for double knees, sharp move, but Bayley took the double knees. Running double knees by Sasha to Bayley. On the outside, Bayley to belly for a two count. Sasha roll up, two count. Charlotte breaks it up. We had Chop City to Punch City on Charlotte. Charlotte with a front face suplex to Sasha off the top rope. Bayley gets knocked off the top rope. And this is where Charlotte then hit a moonsault onto Sasha and Bayley. Sasha kicked out too. Bayley kicked out too as well. natural selection, but then it got turned into a bank statement. Dana pulls Charlotte out of the ring. Bayley and Sasha went back and forth with roll-ups. Bayley goes for the elbow, gets knocked off the middle rope by Charlotte to the outside. Charlotte rolls up with the ropes, two count, bank statement. Sasha kicks Dana in the face. Bayley will eventually break up the bank statement. Bayley to belly. We had a bank statement. Charlotte broke it up. Sasha throws Sasha into the barricade. Small package for a two count. Sasha came in. Dana stopped her. And then this got awkward. A lot of hair grabbing. A lot of pulling. As Bayley's trying to do a counter roll on Charlotte. But all that happened. Boot to Bayley. Charlotte retained. It was very convoluted at the finish. But it was a good match.
It was a great match. Absolutely fantastic. Loved it.
Charlotte retained. I got that right. You had Sasha. 8-ball had Charlotte. Video game had Bayley.
We all picked different.
We all did, and I got points. That's what counts. That's what counts. Hashtag WTR fantasy. We then had the United States title match, Rusev versus Roman Reigns. Went 17 minutes, felt like it was 30. The match on Raw was 25. This felt long. They were very slow. They worked a big man match, even though not they're huge men, but they worked a big man slow style.
This match had some good moments, but overall, yeah, it was about 5 to 10 minutes too long. This could have been a lot shorter and been okay. And it was also hard to watch because it was coming off the women's match, and the women's match was so good that this was just like, was hard to watch because the women were working at a really, really, really fast pace.
Yeah, one spot like Roman hit the spear, we think it's over. One, two, Lana pulled out the ref, which was nice. Lana then got thrown out. Dive by Roman, super kick for a two count. Get an accolade, Roman escapes the accolade, and then the spear. Roman Reigns is the new United States champion.
Shock upon shockers.
We had Reigns 8-ball in the video game, and Rusev was like, you knew what was happening, but it was like, damn it, I wanted Rusev to win. Even though I picked Reigns. It's like, damn it, I wanted the thing. I wanted the thing, by golly.
So sad, too bad?
Yep. Seth Rollins backstage calls Stephanie a liar. Seth is not hearing any of Seth's crap, basically. Rollins said, you bet on the wrong guy, and tell your husband that he bet against the wrong guy. Which led to the Universal title match, Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
This was so good.
I had one problem with it. Is like, they could have gone farther with it, and they didn't. You know?
They could have, but I kind of don't want them to put it all out there in the first match.
Oh, if there's going to be more matches? Yeah. Do it. But it's like, one thing, I said this on Sunday, I'll say this here, at 10:50 when he was doing it, we don't need a headlock spot in the first 5 minutes at 10:50, Kevin. You're just going to slow it down. We don't need the headlock city then.
Yeah, some of us have to go in the work in the morning, Kevin. Let's speed this up.
It's like, if you do that at 10:20, that's great, but at 10:50, it's not a good move.
Yeah.
I know he can't control that, but it's like, anyway. Rollins goes to the smash down table. Owens rolls back in the ring. Falcon Hour, no, Owens rolls up. Roll through, kick to the face for two count. Pedigree, no, Rollins gets kicked off the top rope. Cannonball, two count. Package pile driver, no. Rollins fought out of it. Cannonball, no. Springboard, no. Knee to the neck, two count. KO then hit a gut buster from the top rope, followed by a frog splash, and that gut buster injured the ribs of Seth Rollins, which is sort of a blame brand, but he's going to be okay, so he's not on the list officially right now until there's more of a word.
Right.
Flying knee from one side, then a frog splash by Seth Rollins for a two count. Jericho comes out, package pile driver, powerbomb for a two count. Owens gets thrown at Jericho, roll up two count. Jericho puts Owens' foot on the rope after a pedigree. Pop up powerbomb, no. Ref bump. Super kick, referee, pedigree. Referee still down. Jericho gets dumped out to the outside. Rollins dives on Jericho, taking him out. Rollins dives on Owens to the other side. Ref is still down. Stephanie eventually brings out another referee. Kevin Owens hits the pop up powerbomb and retains his title. Good finish. Convoluted, but it works.
Good finish. Good match. Overall, a good pay-per-view.
This was a solid B pay-per-view. It's the best way to put it. Solid B.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I still have a hard time with the brand split pay-per-views and the brand-specific pay-per-views. It's an adjustment back to the combined rosters, but I think this was a good showing for Raw.
But I like, no one know why I like Backlash better?
Boo-boo?
No, it ended 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, this it's the only thing I don't like is that the Raw pay-per-views go over. It's like, again, I have to get up and go to work Monday morning, y'all. Can we not? Can we just not?
So, I went 5-2, you went 5-2, video game went 3-3, not 3-4, King Kins, do your math correctly, and the A-Ball went 2-5.
Damn Cesaro match.
Screwed it
up. Came down to that.
It did.
Screwed us.
It really, really did.
Those bastards.
But anyway, I say we take our final break of the evening, and when we come back, I think we're going to be talking to the one and only Gail Kim.
That's right. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Champions, we've come so far, they said it can't be done. Right here, we're still number one, still number one, still number one. So here we are the champions. Check it, always had big hopes as a kid, just a rotten tomato. Shit out of Legos. Can't hit the ball if you ain't swinging the bat. And like a home run, that boy is not coming back.
This fall, while some will be voting for the wife of the man who stained a dress,
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
While some will be voting for the unrepentant narcissistic asshole,
is they'll say, oh, Trump is chicken. What, them four of them? And according to every online poll, I won every one of them. Now, when I turn on the television and I listen to these, you know, the talking heads who are not smart people at all. They call them elite. My education's better than any of them. I'm smarter than they are.
We urge you to find another party, the CB Radio Party. This fall, our candidates will give you the reasons for why they should be president of the CB Radio Party.
And pretty much the sovereign nation of, while she was sleeping, I said, I must protect the Commonwealth of the... intelligent people. I said, yes, I will face you, Jobber.
All hail El Presidente.
Hello, Jobber.
Tune in Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern, for the great CB radio debate only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
All hail El Presidente, Lone Jobber.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Like living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday. The Rack is in for a Bella invasion. The stars of E's reality series, Total Bellas, Bree and Nikki join the show to talk about all things Bella's.
Ryan and I got into our first fight, and that was crazy because I didn't realize that you fought with brother or sister-in-laws like us, but I guess you do. We just were very different people, but at the end of the day, we still, you know, we love each other, but it's just been amazing to be back and to be on SmackDown Live.
Listen to the special edition of The Rack this Tuesday afternoon, available at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
I'm just so excited to eventually share our panties with the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, E.C.
This is TNA superstar EC3, Unbeaten World Heavyweight Champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwig.net, RackRadioShow.com, and WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for sticking with us. And if you're just joining us, you're just in time. I'm super excited because joining us right now is one of the women who has led the way for transforming women's wrestling for the TNA Knockouts, soon to be TNA Hall of Famer, Gail Kim. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
We are super excited to talk to you. This is like the highlight of my day. You don't even know.
I'm so flattered. Thank you.
So I have to know, what was your initial reaction when you were told that you were going to be in the TNA Hall of Fame?
I think it was, they didn't tell me. You guys all saw it with me on TV. They kind of tried to make it a surprise. Yeah. So it was actually kind of funny that day because they were trying to hide it and keep it secret. And they were kind of making it obvious, but you just never know which way it's going to go. So it's funny because I told the office after because they were like, did you know? And I said, well, the signs were there because everyone from the office completely just ignored me all day. So I said, it was kind of obvious, but like I said, you never know. So at that moment when it was announced, you know, no matter what, I'm normally kind of a calm and collected person emotionally, I think. And emotion overcame me, and I pretty much cried, which I never do. And it's just very, you know, humbling, and I'm just so grateful for that moment. It was surreal.
Because it's got to be really cool to be the first Knockout inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, you don't think about those things at the moment, but, you know, when people say it to you, it's almost like when I won the title the first time in both companies. I mean, it's almost like it just happens so fast, you don't have time to absorb it at that moment. And so you think about it, and it's just, you know, it's mind-blowing how far I've come in this business. That I'm really happy at what I've accomplished in this business. If I had to walk away tomorrow, I'd be completely happy.
That's awesome. And you mentioned the title in both in TNA and WWE. You were the first Knockout champion for TNA. You innovated it. You kind of sort of helped create the division. What's that meant for you?
Oh, wow. I mean, that probably was the most meaningful series of events, I guess you could say, because it's something like you fight for so long for something, and for it to come to fruition and to successfully, you know, happen, it took a while for it to actually happen. But once the division happened, the division was such a success, almost it seemed virtually overnight. You couldn't have asked for anything more. It's like all your hard work and begging, pretty much, and fighting pay off, you know, and it's just, you can't have a more satisfying feeling.
Yeah, I have to tell you that I was there when you won the title. That first
My gosh. In Atlanta? Wow.
Yeah, I was there in Atlanta. So it was really cool to see you do that. And to see the division really be born, because it's been such a strong, amazing division. And I feel like it's helped to sort of push women's revolution that really kind of almost started in TNA and has sort of flooded its way through the business over the last few years.
Yeah. You know, it took some time, but, and, you know, because we are probably looked at as a smaller company, people might overlook that. But TNA has always been, you know, like I said, it took a little bit of pushing and begging. And for them, it wasn't really about not wanting to do it. It was just more about the time issue. And because when I started with the company, I believe that it was an hour show when I signed on. And they just said, you know, we need to make time for it. There needs to be time for it. And then we got to find the talent, and it's not going to happen right away. And, you know, everybody wants everything now at the moment, but to be part of that, I remember that first day, you know, being the girls that were there, the Tracy Brooks and Christy Hemme was wrestling at that time, and, you know, the early Angelina Love and Velvet Sky, all of us, I remember being so emotional, and to look back, it's like a blur now. Time just went by so fast. But I'm really proud of everything we've accomplished. It really has, right? Since like yesterday.
So, and you mentioned, you know, Angelina Love and Velvet Sky, and we've seen them come in and make their mark, and we've seen the likes of Jade and Marty Bell and Sienna come in too.
Yeah.
As the veteran of the women's roster, what do you think that your role is now?
Now I feel like my role is, I guess I am more of a leader of the locker room. That comes with age and experience, right? But I'm really lucky to have always worked with girls who really trusted me and valued my opinion. And you know, normally people think when you get a whole bunch of girls together that it's going to become a catty, competitive, you know, locker room. But the entire time, I mean, obviously it's kind of almost like high school, any work is, where you kind of have the friends you hang out with, and there might be ups and downs, but overall, I just found that the Knockouts locker room throughout all the years have just generally come together though, because in the end, we really wanted to produce the best product, and that comes with supporting the other girls. And when you're in that ring, you need to be able to trust your opponent, and, you know, it's kind of like a dance, and you're putting your life in the hands of this other person. So at the end of the day, no matter what, we always, you know, respect each other and bring the best out of each other as well.
I feel like that's such a misnomer that women are just catty. Like, we're all just out to get each other. I hate that.
And I don't think, I think it really honestly starts with how you want this locker. You know, I've always, if I am in a leadership veteran role, and, you know, and Madison Rain is still there at the same time as me right now, we're probably the only ones left over from that era, and we pretty much set that example of we want the girls to do well, we support each other, we want to do the best job that we can do, and I think that when the new girls come in and they see that we act this way, and they see that it's not a cutthroat, you know, catty environment, they feel at ease. And so you learn to trust each other. Like I said, it's like we're sisters, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, you all work together towards that common goal rather than trying to fight each other to get to it first. And that's just awesome. So,
yeah. And another thing is that we're pretty much, you know, people that know me in the business know that I'm pretty direct. My husband as well has brought up my directness, because he's like that too, so I've gotten probably worse, but I think in the end, for myself, I know if someone didn't like something that I did or, you know, didn't agree with me, I would rather have someone just tell me straight up, and, you know, I respect that a whole lot more, and that's the way I conduct myself in the locker room, so.
Absolutely, and, you know, you mentioned everybody coming in. Another person that came in is Maria Kanellis.
Yeah.
You know, you have a long, long history with her.
And going on for a while.
not to make you feel bad. It's an awesome long history, just so you're aware.
I was going to say, you know, it's been a long time, but throughout the years, the fans that when there's a storyline going on and it takes this long, although she hurt her hand at Slammiversary, so that's why it never really happened, but throughout the years with Awesome Kong, with Taryn Terrell, and now Maria, I find that the fans are just more emotionally invested when they take the time, you know, to invest in one story over the course of time, because people are just now at the point where they just want to see, forget about the title, they just want me to kick her butt, you know?
Yeah.
They want to see her take a beat down right now so bad, so it's actually pretty amusing.
Well, it's that whole instant gratification thing. You know, everybody just wants everything like now, and they don't want to wait for it. They don't want to savor it. So when you give them that opportunity to, it's something really special.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I don't plan on disappointing the fans that night.
So are you aiming to capture your sixth Knockouts championship?
Of course, always. You know, the Knockouts championship is always an important, you know, factor. I think it's just double the pleasure now that I can finally get my hands on her and go for the title at the same time. I mean, it honestly would, I guess, be icing on the cake with the whole Hall of Fame and everything. So we'll see what happens. We'll see.
It's gonna be a big night.
It's gonna be a big night, and you know she plays a little dirty, so I never know what to expect from her.
Yeah, gotta watch out for that one.
Yeah.
So, you know, after your big night at Bound for Glory, you know, you've won your title, you're in the Hall of Fame. What's next for you, do you think?
You know, in terms of accomplishments and things like that, I feel like I've pretty much accomplished what I feel. I mean, the only other thing I can think of is going for another title that's not even in the women's realm, you know, but, the next thing for me, I would think, is I really just want to help the girls, to be honest, and bring the, because it's such a whole new generation of girls that came in all at the same time. The Jade, the Sienna's, the Allie, Marty Bell, all of them, they all came through the independents together. So it's interesting to see their sisterhood. It reminds me of, you know, when I came first in the company, it was Tracy, myself, and Christy, and it reminds me of the same thing. So I want to help rebuild this division and help them succeed as much as we did.
That's an amazing, and I'd personally like to start the campaign for Gail Kim for Impact Grand Championship.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the only thing I was thinking was like, okay, what can I go for, the X Division Championship or whatever it is, but those guys are pretty talented. I don't know. I don't know if I could keep up.
Oh, I think you could. I think you could.
I tried.
So, I'm kind of curious. I want to sort of transition away from Bound for Glory and the Hall of Fame and get your thoughts, because one thing that's drawn a lot of interest is Broken Matt Hardy.
And right.
the final deletion and now Delete or Decay. So, what are kind of your thoughts on that? Have you seen it? Have you?
Yes, definitely. We've all seen it, and we all look we always look forward to seeing the next thing, and you know, just in terms of Matt's character, you know, they've been wrestling since they were teenagers, the Hardys. So you would never even expect to see them reinvent themselves. It's like a never-ending reinvention. And there's, you know, they live and breathe wrestling, and it's clear, you know, when they're out there and performing. And when I first saw Broken Matt Hardy, I thought to myself, I said to Jeremy Borash, why is he talking like that? I said, is he trying to make an accent? And it's coming out really bad. And then you kind of, you know, it grows on you, and it's just funny as hell, to be honest, for me. And I just think this is great for Matt Hardy. I think this is probably one of the times that I've seen him outshine his brother, which is, you know, they're both great, but right now is Matt Hardy's time, I feel like. It's tremendous. And in terms of Decay, I never would have even thought, you know, Crazy Steve transforming to this Steve, and Rosemary, who's also a Canadian wrestler. I knew she was good, but wow, they have blown me away with their talent and the chemistry between the three of them. I think you're looking at the future right there between Rosemary and Steve, and Abyss is already obviously established. So.
Of course. But yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. I mean, I feel like Matt Hardy's found himself with this.
Yeah, definitely.
Really, really odd.
Yeah. And even the production, you know, and I know there's a lot of people that were behind it, and Jeremy Borash is one of my good friends, so I saw all the works that went into the production, and it's amazing. I think that he's done his best work yet, and it makes the company look great too, and I just am very impressed overall.
I would.
And you know, and being in the business for, I mean, I've been wrestling for 16 years. It's kind of like when you watch wrestling for that long, you kind of, it's hard, you feel jaded at times, and it's hard to impress and be really entertained. And the whole team, they've done a great job. I'm always looking forward to what's next.
Absolutely. And well, speaking of what's next, I have to ask this question because I know you're married to Robert Irvine.
Yes.
Who is an absolutely amazing chef.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the stuff he's done on TV, and it's just like, wow. Yes. And I have to know, what's your favorite thing that he cooks for you?
Oh, I get this question a lot. I will say, and I'm not just saying this, it's everything pretty much he cooks is good. And the thing is, it's great because I was always a good cook, but I didn't know how to really be inventive and, you know, fun with my cooking. And I'm a very healthy eater. So when he actually does cook for me, which isn't very often because we're never home, but, when he does, he makes the yummiest, healthiest meals that I would never even think of making this sauce from the things he puts in there. I mean, he literally just will, it's almost like dinner impossible. He'll just find what's in the fridge or freezer and put it all together, and it tastes delicious. So I'm very lucky.
That sounds very lucky. That sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Can he teach me to do that?
But I will say, I do struggle at times to stay trim because it's like this constant, you know, a number of events he's always doing. So it's a lot of eating and at times a lot of wine drinking, and it catches up. You know, you got to stay clean for a while after that.
I can understand. I can definitely understand.
Yeah.
So I've got one more question for you, and we ask this to everybody, but
okay.
I always have to know because you guys are so busy. You're traveling and you're working and you're going everywhere. When you have a rare day off where you don't have anything to do, what do you like to do?
Oh, my husband and I, it would sound so boring, but my husband and I are big movie people because we, like you said, we don't get a lot of time off. So if we actually do have a time to do nothing, we literally like to do nothing. So we'll watch two movies in a day if there's good movies out. But we try to, and luckily, I'm very lucky because my husband and I like the same movies. And normally that doesn't happen, but, you know, he likes chick flicks and action movies, and so do I.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. We both hate horror movies, so I'm like, yes.
Now, if we could only get, like, a chick flick action movie, that would just be, like,
perfect. Yeah, I'm sure there's one out there.
It's got to be out there.
Yeah.
So, Gail, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. I'm very appreciative for your time. Check out Gail Kim and the rest of the stars of Impact Wrestling Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on Pop TV. And check out TNA Bound for Glory Sunday, October 2nd on pay-per-view. And on that note, I say we're done for the evening. What do you think?
I think we're done for the evening as well. Thank everyone for joining us this evening here on The Rack. Reminder, you can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Rack Radio Show. Get the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show. We're even on Instagram, search Rack Radio Show as well. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, The Weird, Wacky, The Unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio Live, Facebook.com/CB Radio Live, CBRadioLive.com, hashtag Blame Rob When a Celebrity Dies. Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio, Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and The Omega. He'll be talking some things at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, The Raw Post Show, 11-10 p.m. Eastern. Everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw, we'll recap it right after the show airs, whenever they do. And we'll be back on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday, as we've mentioned throughout the show, with a very special edition of The Rack, because we have the one, the onlys, so it'll be the twos, the Bella Twins, Nikki and Bray.
Hey, we got the Bella Twins!
We'll talk all things Total Bellas with them on a special edition of Rack Tuesday, available at Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. There will also be the Rack Extra Total Bellas, probably available on Thursday before the show. And we'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another live edition of The Rack. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lensford, LNSWRD, and my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lensford, same as the Twitters. Don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors. Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211, TNAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans, and Gerwig.net. They need to get a catchy slogan. Everybody else has a catchy slogan. But anyway, so for Gail Kim and Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you Tuesday with the Bella Twins. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.